time for some drama-filled sob story that you've come to expect here on the show.
No, Mason says that's not what you're going to get.
Oh, all right, all right. So we got a DM at Ben and Kelly Show. This is what Mason had to say.
In fact, that's how we start today, Ben and Kelly. This isn't a drama-filled sob story like I hear a lot of listeners tell you. It's more of a gripe fest.
Okay.
But I don't have anyone to gripe to that will listen, so congratulations. It's you two.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, I go out to bars. I play trivia every couple of weeks. And of course, everyone knows without being told, don't cheat. Don't Google the answer.
Right.
And the host always announces this. Plus, what kind of lame duck wants to win a $25 gift card bad enough that it'll look up the answer to what does the J for stand for in Michael J. Fox? But people cheat. I see it with my own eyes. No one's watching, and there's really no penalty, so people will look up the answer on the phone, especially if the game is played on a phone. You already have your phone in your hand. Might as well open up Google and get the answer. So I went to the restroom last week and walked by two tables where I could see someone notice me coming and instantly swipe up on their iPhone to close Safari. WTH!
Okay.
So I guess what I'm asking is, why do people feel the need to cheat at something as simple as trivia?
Uh-huh.
And it made me curious if anyone has caught anyone cheating at something other than their spouse, LOL, and what happened. Anyway, I enjoy your show, even the drama-filled sob stories. Keep it up.
Oh, okay. he's like, listen, this isn't one of those drama-filled sob stories, but I do like them, so
but
keep them coming.
I do love it.
By the way, I did Google Michael J. Fox, and his name is Michael Andrew Fox.
What? Where did the J come from?
I know, so now all of a sudden I need to, wait.
Why did he put a J in his name? That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I would have to look it up, too.
Yeah. Well, Google's not giving me anything on that.
No. I would have guessed Joseph.
Probably.
Michael Joseph Fox. That's what I would have guessed. Would have been wrong. Right?
All right. So has anyone caught anyone cheating at something? And other than on their spouse.
Okay.
Right. That's an interesting.
So non-juicy cheating? Well, like mildly juicy cheating.
Yeah, mildly juicy cheating, I guess.
Gotcha.
So we're looking for mildly juicy cheating stories for Mason.
Trying to get that $25 gift card at trivia night.
Right.
Listen, right. 25 bucks goes a long way now, right?
Look, I don't know why. I don't know how to answer his question of why do people feel the need to cheat at something as simple as trivia?
Well, because they want to win, I guess. Yes, they need that 25 bucks just to get like a sandwich.
And they need the validation
somewhere.
of knowing that they won something. So maybe that's it.
Can I just say, I spent $27 to have one meal, a sub sandwich, chips, and a shake DoorDash to my daughter over the weekend. $27 for one DoorDash meal.
Yeah, DoorDash ain't cheap either.
That is a lot.
DoorDash ain't cheap either.
That is much. We're not going to do that a lot.
So that means, Kelly, are you saying that you would resort to cheating?
I'd be looking up the J in Michael J. Fox 1,000% on my phone.
So, Mason, I don't think we're any help.
I'm perpetuating the problem.
Yeah, I think so. But if you do have a good story about catching someone cheating at something that you would be willing to share, we could take some of those calls. 502-795-1997. Those on the way. Other than a spouse, what have you caught someone cheating at? It's 99.7 DJX. Did get a message from a listener who said, once belonged to a large bunco group. Explain what bunco is real quick, Kelly.
So, okay.
It's like bunco, a dice game, right?
It's a dice game, yeah. Yes. I don't remember how to actually play it. I did substitute like one night many, many, many years ago. And I just had fun just drinking wine and hanging out. I don't even know if I knew how to play the game, but it's a dice game.
Yeah, it's a dice game. So anyways, once belonged to a large bunco group that had to disband after a few members were found to be cheating by giving each other extra stickers. The prize was only $100.
Okay, but there's the problem. $100 is $100, and it can bring out the worst in people.
I was going
to
say money.
Do it just to get together for the wine and the snacks and hanging out with your girls.
Got another message from a listener said, in second grade, I cheated at a derby horse drawing contest at my school by tracing a coloring page.
No!
A classmate caught me and the whole class shamed me.
Oh, wow. That's a tough lesson to learn in second grade.
And after that, I only won second place. Womp womp.
Well, at least you still won second place.
Yeah,
cheater,
right?
Cheater.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, can you imagine third place? Wait, hang on a second.
Well, I just should have gotten you disqualified, but you still won second place. That's a win.
This chick cheated and still beat me? How bad was mine?
Oh, she's really good at tracing, though.
Listen to this. Get this. No name, please. But I cheated on my MCAT to get into medical school. That was a long time ago and still went through medical school and graduated, but maybe I wouldn't be a practicing doctor right now if I hadn't cheated at the beginning.
Oh, well. All right. Speaking of that, Allie says I facilitate a college psychology course, caught a kid using AI last
year.
Term.
I did see something where AI pops up in about there's a percentage of papers now in school.
Because it instantly like spits out papers. Like I could imagine people using this to write research papers.
Well, and I'll tell you that one of my daughters got pinged by one of her professors, and she was because the professor was like, "No, this is AI, and I can't accept it." And she was like, I wrote it myself. I got.
And like, how do you prove that? You can't just show the contents of your brain.
I know. So it was a little bit, it was a little frustrating. She did get it worked out, but yeah, that's something that, you know, obviously teachers have to be wary of, now.
And how in the world can you tell? I mean, you really can't tell. Mm. Especially if they use AI and just kind of tweak it a little bit to make it sound a little more like a kid wrote it.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyways, yeah. All right. So there you go. Some examples of cheating that aren't on your spouse. But man, there are some good ones there.
Some good ones there.
Everybody's got a story. All right. It's 99.70 JX.